Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome. This is Soul Purpose Healing. And in the background, we're listening to Kara Aya Asher singing about the Tree of Life reality. It is truly a reality that we need to be conscious of and considering in our daily life. My name is Viata. I'm your host for this show, and today we have a very important topic to talk about. I continually come across information that I really feel I need to share with this wonderful listening audience that I have, and today is no different. The subject has come up all week long about spring detoxing. And it was just impressed upon my mind and heart to bring to you my own experience over a lifetime even of detoxing, and especially my knowledge that I have gained in studying this topic over the last 20 years and counting. So talking about the Tree of Life, for instance, the Tree of Life is about being a whole person. This term, Tree of Life, in case any of you are not familiar with it, is a very ancient term. It has been spoken in many languages. In the Hebrew tongue, it's Etz Chaim, and it has been popularized hundreds and hundreds of years ago in terms of the 10 Sephiroth, or these 10 spheres or circles called Sephiroth. A vessel that represents energy is what it is. This figure that you see often of the Tree of Life, or lives even, plural, is about the energies that balance one another. There's mercy, there's victory, there's beauty, there's understanding, there's wisdom, there's enlightenment, and all of these things, all of these concepts are important in our journey as we seek health and prosperity and peace in our life. This Tree of Life is a visual representation of a path back to our Creator and the Creator's love, compassion, wisdom, and understanding. Wisdom and understanding are the highest forms of the Tree of Life, the highest levels. Two of the highest levels on this Tree of Life are wisdom and understanding. The very height of the Tree of Life diagram is called Keter, or the crown. And that crown represents your consciousness. That crown represents a connection to the cosmos. And one of my favorite shows, if you haven't heard this before, is a show on Fox Network called Cosmos with Dr. Neil deGrasse hosting the show. I love this show because we are learning a lot about the universe above our heads. And that's the direction we want to go to. Our enlightenment comes when we are one with our Creator and the universe. And so today, the topic of detox is all about detaching from the lower realms of the Tree of Life, detaching from the earthly realms, the fleshly realms, and moving to a more metaphysical, higher spiritual love and awareness, your purpose, your soul purpose to heal on this earth. The healing has to come if we are going to reach that higher plane of the cosmic consciousness, becoming one with our Creator who knit us together in the womb, and that loving energy that knit us together in the womb is what we want to talk about today as we detox, because we've all been programmed to detox. Believe it or not, our bodies were programmed to detox. When we were formed in the womb, we were programmed to detox. And two of the primary organs that do the detoxing or perform the detoxing, the major programs, are the liver and the kidneys. So we're going to talk about that a little bit. And the number for you to call in, this is your show. This is your show. I'm here to assist and heal and help you and guide you to that higher place of consciousness and oneness with our Creator. So if you'd like to call in, if you're listening live, call in is 215-383-5863. That's 215-383-5863. This is a topic that's important to each and every one of us. And I want to start out with a disclaimer, first of all, that this show is not intended to replace the professional medical advice that you are receiving from a qualified, educated, conscious individual who sometimes uses an MD after their name. I'm not here to replace that. This is for educational purposes only. And then it's up to you to make the choice, the decision, to rise up in your consciousness, in your awareness, and do what only you can do, and that's take charge of your own health by making different choices. Now, today I heard an interview. I always listen to interview of doctors or professional people so that I can gain knowledge to share with my audience. And I heard an interview that mentioned a Dr. Barry Friedberg. Dr. Barry Friedberg is a trained anesthesiologist. And you may know that anesthesiologists are the ones who sit with you in the operating room when you have to go under. In fact, the name of his book is called Getting Over, Going Under. And the person that was being interviewed mentioned Dr. Friedberg because he talks about how this anesthesia is being used and how they're not even sure if you're going to come out with dementia. There's a big chance, a huge chance, that the more anesthesia that's used, especially after the age of 60, the more chances that a person will develop dementia. Excuse me, I need water. So you're taking a risk when you go in the hospital, not just the medications, but if you're having surgery, the anesthesiologist could give you too much medication. So this is something we all need to be aware of. So if you want to prevent the surgery, this show is for you, because part of the reason you need to detox is so you don't end up in the hospital drinking Ensure and other high fructose corn syrup toxins that are being given away to hospitals. This was something that was brought out on this show, that the reason they give this can of Ensure, which is really a poison, it's full of high fructose corn syrup, a genetically modified organism type drink, and they're giving this stuff away dirt cheap because the manufacturers of products like Ensure practically give it to the hospitals for 50 cents a can. And then, of course, you're going to be charged on your bill for probably $5. That's how they make their money. So you're at risk when you go into a hospital. I had a nurse friend who was hospitalized for cancer, and I spent many hours in that hospital with her, and I'm telling you, she could not get any sleep because she had to watch every nurse that came in that room who was making many mistakes. And she was a professional nurse for 15 or more years. And even she did not trust those women and men coming into that room to help her. The system had to be watched in her mind. And the people working in it were no better sometimes than the system itself, which was broken. So one of the reasons to detox is because you don't want to end up in the hospital where many mistakes are being made, and even A trained Stanford anesthesiologist claims that you're at risk of dementia if you're over 60 and you're going under with the anesthesia to help the doctor perform his surgery. So you can get in a lot of trouble if you're in the hospital and someone puts a needle in your arm and gives you too much anesthesia or even too little and the surgery doesn't go well. And you know, most of the time you have doctors say, as far as what you should be doing to prevent this, is that don't get in trouble by reading what's on the Internet. Most doctors will tell you you should stay away from the Internet. There's nothing good on the Internet. Just listen to me. I'm a trained medical professional, and so you should listen to me. But the truth is doctors are trained to give drugs in medical school, and the pharmaceutical industry is providing most of the financing to these medical schools. So today we want to take charge of our health and learn how to detox the body properly so that we don't end up with serious symptoms or side effects even from the detoxing. Many people are overdoing the detoxing. Why do you need to detox? Again, you want to prevent the hospital stay, but you also want to detox when you have signs from your body, when your body is talking to you. As my book says, my body is talking to me, and we need to listen because those symptoms that you're feeling are signs that you're headed for a major disease, and that means sometimes major hospital visit, and I just explained the risk of going into a hospital. So some of the signs that you need to detox, that your body is saying, speaking to you loudly, sometimes we go to the bathroom and when we have a bowel movement, the odor is so strong it'll knock someone out. If not you, then the person using it after you. That's a strong sign. That's a sign that maybe you should detox your body. There's too many processed foods probably going in, and when they come out, they're all mixed up. You're combining the wrong foods, especially if you're gassy, you're having a lot of gas, if you're tired. And then there's one that I recognized many years ago, that people who have bad breath, that's right, they call it halitosis. That's a sign that either you have bad teeth in your mouth, that could be one of the signs that you have bad breath, or your whole alimentary canal is so toxic with food that's not being digested, that it's being fed back into your bloodstream, and then the outcome is it's coming through your mouth, the odor. So these signs tell you the bad breath, the strong bowel odors, the gassiness, you're tired, you're overweight. These are signs that you're going to end up in a hospital if you don't do something about it and stop the process of toxicities flowing through your blood. So what is detoxing? Some people think detoxing is taking these strong detox supplements and waiting until you get some dizziness or chills or diarrhea or outbreaks and say, oh, I'm detoxing. Well, that's not necessarily what should be happening when a person is detoxing. You will feel symptoms in your body, but there is an easier way to detox without feeling awful or suffering so much. And let me add that if you do decide to go on a major or strong detox program, you really should be supervised under a naturopathic doctor who's trained or an integrative medicine MD. Everyone cannot be put on the same program that the other people are put on. Every personalized programs should always be used when a person wants to seriously detox. And so make sure you have a professional person or someone with experience helping you as a coach and giving you advice if you're planning to do a major detox. But I don't recommend that at all. In fact, when people are on medication, it's not a good idea to be taking any detox supplements. So in general, you really do not have to take detox supplements, strong supplements like with Cascara Sagrada. That's a very popular one that was sold in the health food store when I was there. And you don't necessarily need those strong herbs to get rid of the toxins in your body. There is a better way. Your body is programmed to detox, and part of that program is your liver. And there are a few things that you can do just to help your liver along. It doesn't require strong supplements to do that. So when you're talking detox or getting rid of the toxins that have built up in your blood or in your liver, because the liver filters toxins. That is, the liver is your filter for toxins that you put in your body, like processed foods and drug chemicals and drugs. Your body will help remove all those processed foods and chemicals if you just gently help it along with certain foods. So just keep in mind what the liver does. The liver is located on the right side of the body, in the front area of your abdomen, on the right side in that area. Sometimes you need to just lay your hands on that part of your body and love on your liver. Love on your liver, because the liver also holds emotions. And that's one of the things that we want to talk about detoxing from, is emotional detoxing. In fact, if whatever you do on the physical realm, that's that lower end of the tree of life, it's not going to work unless your higher realm of emotions and thinking is working on a pure level as well. For instance, if you're holding on to a lot of anger and resentment, you're not going to be detoxing very well, even if you're juicing a lot of fresh juices and fruits and vegetables, because the tree of life is very particular and very detailed and very specific about how it goes about getting rid of toxins. Your body was knit together in the womb, and the Creator knows what's best. In fact, I was thinking about a movie that was out, I think it was a Tyler Perry movie that said, that the name of it was I Can Do Bad All By Myself. Well, if we had a movie for the programming and this amazing body that we live in, this vessel that we call the human body, we could call it, the movie would be, I Can Do Good All By Myself. The body does not need a lot of food or other things to function perfectly. The most important energy that the body needs is love. Love pushes the cells upward to do their job. Love inspires your body to do its job better. And how do you love your body? Choices. The choices you make from the time you get up to the time you lay down at night. It's all about choices. So detoxing is all about shifting the choices you make in your life, whether it's to hold on to anger, bitterness, or resentment, or whether it's to forgive and show understanding, the higher realm of the tree of life. Show wisdom, the higher realm of the tree of life, the higher branch of the tree of life, and show a oneness with the Creator and His purpose and why we are here, to bring love, to bring peace, to bring light. We are light, so we are light bearers. And so this detoxing process is all about generating more light. And the liver is this beautiful organ. Lay hands on that liver and give it some love, and release the resentment and the bitterness and the anger from past events, from past mistakes, from past relationships. Give that liver all the energy it needs to filter out the toxins out of your blood. That liver filters out drugs, metals, ammonia, chemicals, all, just about everything. And it dumps those toxins into your upper GI tract as part of a bile mixture used for digestion. So that's why it's important not to really get into these heavy supplements that are on the market to detox, because as your liver is doing its job, it needs some fiber to move those toxins out of your GI tract. And if you're doing some kind of fast, it's super fast, moving things out, no fiber, you're drinking a lot of juices with no fiber, then you're going to be dumping some of those toxins right back into your bloodstream. And then that has, the kidneys have to come in and flush out the toxins through your urine. So really, simple choices can help both the liver and the kidneys do their job really well. And once again, if you want to call in and ask questions, this is your hour. I don't give this information away free all the time, but this is your hour, 215-383-5863. So continue, you know, we've got the best programs in our body, in our house, our microcosm, the liver and the kidneys do the best detoxing that anyone could ask for. And what helps this liver and toxin do its job well? Your body knows exactly how to cleanse. So how does it do that? It can do it all by itself, and you have multiple organs and systems who do just the job of cleaning out, cleaning out, cleaning out. And they need the right environment, and that includes pure emotions of love, compassion, understanding, wisdom. Relationships play a role in that, in helping your body function, because those relationships are in your environment and your thinking. And so one of the best ways to detox your body is with food, especially if you're on any type of medication. The best detox you can come up with is food and different choices. So the best fruits, you have fruits like juicy fruits. You don't want the drier fruits when you're trying to detox or get rid of. When you make that decision, I'm going to clean out this temple, I'm going to clean out this body, the best fruits to do that are your grapefruits, your berries, your apples, any fruit, oranges, any fruit, long as they're organic, that's preferred. Or look at the Environmental Working Group's clean fruits and vegetables and your dirty fruits and vegetables, and just choose those fruits that are low in pesticides if you can't afford the organic. But when you're choosing your foods, produce like juicy fruits, that would be number one when you make that decision. And fruits, when it comes to food combining, there's a law about food combining. You do not eat fruits with any other food. Why is that? Fruits are a quickly digested food item. Some fruits are in your stomach and out within half an hour. And so the sugar, the natural sugar from those fruits will ferment other foods if you're eating fruit with, say, potatoes or starches or especially meat. You're going to have one complete fermented mess in your stomach when you put mixed fruit in there. So one of the laws of detoxing is to keep it simple, eat fruits by themselves, and give yourself at least half an hour or maybe sometimes an hour, depending on the fruit, for that fruit to be digested and move through like a broom, sweeping through your colon and your digestive tract. And then you have fresh produce like parsley and cilantro. These are two very important foods, that help detox heavy metals. A little sip of water, rinse it all through. Parsley, cilantro. Cilantro is found in salsa. So if you like salsa, eat lots of salsa. Have your celery, your carrots, get those fresh vegetables and dip them into your salsa, and you're going to get your cilantro and sometimes your parsley. Otherwise, put your parsley in your salads or use it in your juices when you're juicing. And juicing should be part of a daily practice when you're detoxing. You don't want to do just juicing necessarily, but you do want to include live juices in your detox program of food, not supplements, but food. You don't need the heavy supplements all the time. But just using these foods will help you help the liver and the kidneys do their job. So then we have the category of fats. Fats are important just as much as your fruits and vegetables. Your body needs healthy fats to reduce the stress in your body, reduce your weight. And we're talking fats like avocados. Avocados is a great source of healthy fats. Chia seeds, hemp seeds, and then my all-time favorite is coconut oil. Coconut oil can be used in every which way you could probably think of. And it's very good in reducing the growth of candida. Candida is a important word to know about. Candida is actually a fungus that grows. It's naturally occurring in your body, but when you eat too much sugar, candida overgrows. And I had a time in my life when I had so much candida, it was in my blood, and I was drinking wine, I was eating sugar, I was just loading this temple down with lots of sweets. And that candida was in my blood. And the only thing that helped me get back to work, even, I couldn't even go to work, I was so loaded with candida, was an IV of vitamin C. I found a naturopathic doctor who gave vitamin C IVs. It saved my life. So you can even get vitamin C capsules if you can't find a doctor who does the IV. But if you're seriously ill, consider finding someone who can give you a vitamin C IV. That can get the candida out of the blood faster and get you back on track quicker. And along with and then you have to watch your fruits. When you have candida, you have to reduce the amount of fruits that you eat and concentrate more on your green vegetables. And one herb that I highly recommend is pois d'arco. It's one of my favorites. When I do have too much sweets in my diet and I feel headaches or pain or inflammation, pois d'arco tea is one of the best teas for eliminating candida, and it helps to reduce your chances of getting cancer. So put pois d'arco tea on your list of herbal teas to drink while you're detoxing. So some other foods that can help you are garlic, ginger, turmeric, T-U-M-E-R-I-C. Turmeric is an amazing, amazing food. It looks a lot like ginger, only it's orange. When you peel the peeling off, it's orange. And you can find turmeric in all kinds of seasonings, especially curry powder. It's a great anti-inflammatory. And inflammation is at the root of most diseases. So anytime you read about anti-inflammatories, you want to get your hands on some of those, and the garlic, ginger, turmeric, pois d'arco is even an anti-inflammatory. And you want to increase the water, teas, and the deep breathing. That deep breathing gets the oxygen in your blood, reduces the oxidative stress of our environmental toxins that we're breathing. So find a place where there's lots of trees. Get that oxygen in your blood. Breathing deeply every day. Make up your mind to start your detox program on a certain day. Get a calendar and make up your mind that you're going to eliminate processed foods as much as possible. It's the processed foods that are causing the toxins to rise in your body. If you don't make a decision to eliminate or greatly reduce processed foods, and we're talking foods in a box, and then you're going to be struggling with the toxins and the bad breath and the gassiness and the tired, and over until you, boom, you're in a hospital, and that's the last place you want to be these days, because it's very risky to be in a hospital, especially for a long period of time. If you even find yourself in the emergency room, make it your best effort to get out of that emergency room and not be admitted into that hospital. because your risk of having more problems increases as you, the longer you stay in these hospitals. I have some horror stories that I could tell you about, but just do your homework and talk to people who've been in the hospitals and find out what they experience. It's really amazing what goes on in those places. So now is the time. Be preventive. Start a plan today. Start a plan that says, I'm going to detox from all the processed foods. If you're addicted to sugar, you may need to do some tapping. I have a video on my website about tapping. Emotional freedom techniques are great for overcoming addictions, fears, worries, doubts, because it's talking to your body and releasing the fears and the emotions that are contributing to the toxic overload. Emotions are number one. When you don't deal with your emotions, then you're going to be suffering with other symptoms in your body, whether it's achy joints, say a headache, eye pain. You'll have other symptoms in your body if you don't deal with your emotional toxicity, those acid emotions that keep coming up every time someone pushes your button, instead of responding with understanding and wisdom, which is the higher realm of the tree of life. We need to be responding with love, compassion all the time, not reacting, because every one of us has been on a journey that sometimes triggers emotions that are uncomfortable. And when we recognize that, we can overcome the acidity in our body and the toxicity in our body and rise to a level of enlightenment. That's what we're here for. So start today. And if you need help, I'm available. My website is www.holistichomeandbodycare. On the first page, you can send me an email if you want a 15-minute free consultation on how to get started on a new lifestyle. One of the things I do regularly with my clients is introduce them to Ayurvedic medicine. Ayurvedic medicine is an Eastern philosophy that distinguishes every individual as having a specific constitution, specific emotions, specific body type, and which means certain foods are better for you than someone else. Not everyone is designed to prosper and to be in great health eating certain foods and vegetables. For instance, there's a constitution in the Ayurvedic understanding that if that person is overweight, they need to eat a lot of dark green vegetables. And that applies to most of us, but some of us who are not out of balance, we don't really get back in balance by eating more green vegetables. In fact, my constitution is more I have to be more concentrated in other food categories other than green vegetables. I'm not balanced with dark green vegetables when I eat too many of them. And yet some constitutions in Ayurvedic medicine are just thriving on green vegetables. And so all of us need green vegetables, but some of us need more than others, and some of us need less, and we need more of other type vegetables like cauliflower and potatoes or the other hundreds of vegetables out there. So if you need help, just go to my website, www.holistichomeandbodycare. Send me an email, and we can set up a 15-minute consultation to help you get on the right track. This is the time. It's spring. Spring is in the air. The birds are flying around, tweeting. The grass is really growing. Flowers are everywhere. Oh, my goodness. I have 3 sunflowers that sprung up from my compost pile. So it's a sign to me of the beauty of the spring is here, beauty of nature, and it's time for us to shine our light. So many people need to come out of the darkness and see the light. So this show is going to be a little short today. It's a day of family time for me, and Once again, thank you for listening. And if you have any questions, you can always go to my website and send me a question, and I'll be happy to answer it as soon as possible. So until next week, be in joy, and for all means, try and schedule your detox program today. Start today as soon as possible. And so you can, and then get some support. If you need some support, find a partner to do this with you. And I'm here as a partner if you need one. So thank you for listening. And until next week, shalom.